you got cooking? How about cooking something up with me?
Let's stir it up, boys.
Welcome to the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, a weekly excursion into the fine art of preparing the world's most popular recipes under an open sky and an open flame. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the old grill sergeant, Randy Hayes.
Welcome to Houston's Saturday Morning Show. Or I could have said Houston's Saturday Morning Show. But actually, I said it the first way on purpose. Because that's what we used to call the Hudson and Harrigan Show back in the day. Houston's Morning Show. And there was a good reason for that, too. Early on in our time on the show, we worked with a radio consultant. And this guy said one day he didn't think H&H would work in another market. You know, like Dallas-Fort Worth or San Antonio. Because we had so carefully customized the content of the show to Houston. Now, I don't know if he intended it to be a compliment, but we certainly took it that way. Well, that was exactly what we were trying to do. As we like to point out back in those days, the story guy, for instance, never said, a guy walks in a bar. It was always, Earl Campbell walks in a bar, or Kathy Whitmire walks in a bar. We were constantly trying to tailor the show's material to Houston and to Houstonians. So the name, Houston's Morning Show, just sort of organically grew out of all of that. As a matter of fact, that's the title of the book I wrote about my time on H&H, Houston's Morning Show, The True Story of Hudson and Harrigan. And if you've lived here longer than 10 years or so, you've almost undoubtedly heard of it because at one time, Hudson and Harrigan was the longest continuously running major market early morning radio show in America. Now, true, the title characters changed several times during that period, but when all was said and done, the H&H show was on the air in one form or another from 1967 to 2010 uninterrupted and on the same station for the entire 43 years. No other major market morning show in the country could say that at the time. But the thing we were most proud of was the fact that Hudson and Harrigan sounded like Houston. So that's why we called it Houston's Morning Show. And that's also why I titled the book, Houston's Morning Show. So if you're interested in reading it, here comes the pitch. It's available on all the usual platforms. You know, Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, iBooks. I also made an audiobook out of it. Duh, that's what I do now. You can find that on Audible and iTunes. It's not a Kitty Kelly tell-all kind of book. It's just a fun look back at what turned out to be almost 30 years of my life. I was the man in the box, as the kids like to say these days. So I guess that's what the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show should be called now, Houston's Saturday Morning Show. You know, several people who've read the book have come up to me in the past few years and said, we can't believe you didn't tell this story or that story. But candidly, I had to wrap it up and finish the darn thing eventually. It just kind of started out as a lark, but it turned into a 5.5-year labor of love. And make no mistake, I loved it, but it was labor. I spent hundreds of hours talking to people involved in the beginning days of Hudson and Harrigan, through the Stevens and Pruitt years. And by the way, contrary to popular opinion, that was only about 3 or 4 years that Stevens and Pruitt were on Hudson and Harrigan. And of course, then all the way to the end of our 30-year run. And when I say our, I mean Fred Olson and me. Fred will be on the show later today. In fact, he's a frequent guest on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show because, well, just because I'm the host of the show and I decide who comes on. And he and I still have a lot of fun on the radio, even after all these years. Plus, he's a wealth of information about outdoor cooking. He and his wife, Bev, live on a ranch out in the middle of nowhere. So they cook about 99% of all their meals at home. But yes, many people have asked me over the years why I didn't put certain stories about Hudson and Harrigan in my book. And you know, it's been so long since I finished writing the thing, I can't always recall which stories I included and which ones I didn't. But here's one that I know isn't in the book, and it's even about cooking. Well, more like just food, but close enough. Our old radio studios were located down in the heart of the Montrose District, and there was a convenience store located directly behind our building. Most mornings around 8 or 9 o'clock, one of us would walk over to this convenience store and get a couple of pre-packaged sausage and biscuit sandwiches to eat for a pick-me-up to get us through the end of the show. Since it was in the Montrose, there were always a lot of really colorful characters to be seen, as you might imagine. One morning, I was standing in line with two packages of what Fred liked to call hog snout on a bun, and the lady standing in front of me was, how can I put this diplomatically? Let's just say, when she walked through the store, she blocked the entire aisle all by herself. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I think you do. Anyway, in her hands, she had carefully balanced two huge breakfast sandwiches, three jelly-filled donuts, a big bag of Cheetos, and a gigantic cup of coffee. And as she placed them on the counter to pay for them, she looked up at the cashier, and with a great deal of irritation in her voice, she said, "Did you know you're out of sweet and low?" Now, I was able to control myself. Really, I did. But the clerk and the other people in line behind me, they had no chance. They just burst out in laughter, loud, raucous. And this woman jerked around to give the stink eye to the first person she could find, which was me, of course, since I was standing directly behind her in line. But I just looked straight at her and deadpanned, "I'm not even smiling, lady." She paid for everything and stormed out of the store in a huff, but as soon as the door closed behind her, everybody howled again. I must admit, I looked over my shoulder all the way back to the radio station. I was afraid she might try to run me down with her car, but it has made for a funny story over the years. And I told you it was about food. Kind of, anyway. But food is what this show is all about. So welcome once again to Houston's Saturday Morning Show, the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show, where we don't judge your body mass index. We appreciate it. And the subject for today's show should be a no-brainer for all of you. What's to eat for your Super Bowl watching party? And I'm going to start out by offering up a couple of ideas. Get on your computer right now and Google pizza football bomb and Big Mac potato skins. Once again, pizza football bomb and Big Mac potato skins. Now, I think I could do the second one, the Big Mac potato skins, but the first one, the pizza football bomb? Whoa, that's completely out of my comfort zone. Now, I'm sure that my wife Cindy could slam dunk it, but knowing her, she'd rather just get the fried chicken and snack pack from Brandani's Restaurant and Wine Bar. Have you heard about this? Brandani's is offering it for Super Bowl watching parties because they're usually closed on Sundays. Check it out for yourself. Brandani's.com. That's Brandani's.com with no apostrophe between the I and the S. Brandani's.com. And tell Ron and Claire I said hello. Who knows? You might even see me there after my wife hears me talking about this on the air. Yeah, the more I think about it, fried chicken and snack pack for the Super Bowl sounds pretty doggone good, doesn't it? And you don't even have to cook it. Ron Brandani will take care of that part for you. And you know, another popular football watching food is buffalo chicken wings, smothered in barbecue sauce, maybe chipotle sauce of some kind. I know they're really popular, but they're also really messy, aren't they? And I'm sure my wife would be very worried about our grandson leaving barbecue stains on the walls or maybe chipotle sauce fingerprints on the furniture. So I think I'm going to hold off on that idea until Liam turns, 20 or 30 years old, or at least until he's old enough to operate the Stanley steamer by himself. But if none of those ideas appeal to you, fear not. The Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is going to tap into the vast knowledge of much more qualified experts than I will ever be, namely Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Dave will tell us how to do a crawfish boil for your Super Bowl watching party. I guarantee you it will be good enough to make Tony Sachery blush. And then we'll also get some input from Justin Turner of Bernie's Burger Bus, one of the most famous food trucks in Houston. If you haven't had a burger from Bernie's, you are missing one of the most celebrated sandwiches in Houston culinary history. And then, of course, last but not least, we'll also talk to my other half, Fred Olson. He's the other half of Hudson and Harrigan, Houston's morning show, on Houston's Saturday morning show, where we consider Sweet and Low to be sacrilegious.
If your barbecue's gone up in smoke and your cooking reputation is at stake, stick around. The Old Grill Sergeant will be right back with more ideas and advice to make your next cookout sizzle.
Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dyke Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dyke Road at the base of the Texas City Dyke.
Does the cell phone connectivity in your office stink? Do you routinely miss calls? Lots of buildings have dead zones, and that means garbled or dropped calls, but not anymore. Texas Cell Phone Boosters provides FCC-approved cell phone booster systems that can make dead zones a thing of the past. These are not rinky-dink systems from big box stores. These are commercial-grade booster systems that cover tens of thousands of square feet. And Texas Cell Phone Boosters will specifically engineer and install a system in your office or warehouse. If you drive or regularly work in remote locations, Texas Cell Phone Boosters can help you boost a weak signal from a tower a long way off. So don't miss calls from potential customers any longer. Call the pros at Texas Cell Phone Boosters, 832-551-1000. That's 832-551-1000. Or go to texascellphoneboosters.com.
Randy Hames for the Poffenberger family at Belleville Meat Market. If you're planning to cook competitively in the World's Championship Barbecue Contest at the rodeo this year, you need to talk to Belleville Meat Market about using their pecan smoked sausage. Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage. That means you'll be able to taste the quality of Belleville Meat Market sausage when it's side-by-side with any other brand. And so will the cook-off judges. Belleville Meat Market can easily handle large orders, and they'll even have it ready for you to pick up, saving you time. Belleville Meat Market makes 28 incredible flavors of pecan smoked sausage, and they're all worthy of that first-place prize. So if your cooking team wants to score big at this year's World's Championship Barbecue Contest, be sure you get all your sausage at Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com.
Life is simple. Eat, sleep, grill. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dyke. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
always happy to visit with our old and dear friend from Boyd's One Stop, the base of the Texas City Dyke. It's Dave Fremont. How you doing, my friend?
Fine, Randy. Top of the day to you, and thanks for having me on this fine program.
You're welcome. Our executive producer, Greg Berlocker, is your fishing buddy in crime, and he told us you like to get up at 5 a.m. and hit the Texas City Dyke, do a little early morning bait execution. Did you go fishing this morning?
No, I didn't. I had to take care of some of the irons in the fire. You know what that is, Randy. So we've been really involved with the new construction going on with the new Boyd's One Stop that's going to be coming in the distant future.
Well, let's talk about that. A new facility, you're building it right now. Give us the details.
Well, I'd love to. Presently, we're pouring concrete, and I mean we're pouring a mountain of it right now. They've got those big trucks where they got those huge lines that come up real high where they can reach way over and touch somebody, and they're pouring yards and yards of concrete right now and the section what we're calling Phase 1. And Phase 1 is where we're having new freezers and coolers and warehouses built. So it's a lot of real estate. It's going to eat up the best part of 12 acres, including the store. But there's a big undertaking going on right now, Randy, on getting the concrete poured. The back warehouse and garage for maintaining our trucks, our fleet of trucks, is pretty much complete. But as we speak, there's a lot of construction going on right now. Store-wise, the new store is still another phase that'll be coming up, and that's probably still going to be a good year away. But we need that much time in order to get all of our ducks in a row to make sure this kind of goes on as smoothly as possible. So at least another year with the old wore-out Boyd's One Stop from back in the 60s, but we'll hang on and do the best we can to serve the customers, and then there's a better day coming, and I think folks will be real happy with the new store.
For those who don't know, Boyd's One Stop is a three seafood specialty store in one. Their bait shop is absolutely unparalleled. I know that's true because I've seen it with my own eyes. So you guys go to great lengths in order to keep the freshest live bait in stock. Explain that process. Describe it to us, Dave.
Okay, great. We do take pride in that. We sell probably more live bait than anyone else up and down the Texas Gulf Coast. And a lot of that has to do with the fact that Galveston Bay is a big area for fishing, very popular. And so a lot of folks migrate and live here and enjoy fishing. And so we're fortunate to have a spot to where we can bring in live bait. So we have a lot of local shrimpers that go out and drag their nets and make quick drags where they'll catch the live bait, and then they have bait wells on the shrimp boat, and they use 100% oxygen to oxygenate the water, and they keep those drags short, and they bring the shrimp in and drop them into those tanks and keep them alive and well and percolating, and then they'll make a mad dash back to the dock, and we're waiting on them with our bait trailers, and we pick that bait up and bring it to the store at Boyd's One Stop, and we transfer it from those trailers into our own tanks. And once again, we use 100% oxygen. We have our own oxygen system that we use on our tanks, the same ones that we use that we sell to our fishermen that keep their live bait in their live wells on their boat. So 100% oxygen is the key, Randy, and getting that bait out of the bay and into the tanks as quickly as possible. And we baby those shrimp, Randy.
Boyd's One Stop is also a seafood market. What's fresh and good in the market right now, Dave?
Well, right now, you and I both know that crawfish is king right now. The crawfish season just kicking in, and table shrimp is pretty much a year-round thing. There are a couple of little closures during the year, but for the most part, we've got shrimp all different sizes 24/7. But once the cold weather clears out a little bit, the crawfish come up out of the mud, and then for the next 5 months or so, Randy, crawfish is king at Boyd's One Stop.
And also, you have a Cajun Seafood Grill right next door. What's good there?
We do, and we're fortunate to be able to take our fresh-caught seafood and walk right over to the grill and serve it up to the customers just about as fresh as you can get it, period. And so whether it's shrimp, or crabs or fish, or even when in season, the crawfish, we've got you covered.
So it's the high holy days of crawfish at Boyd's One Stop, and the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is all about Super Bowl this weekend. Our topic is, what's to eat for your Super Bowl watching party? And since we're right in the middle of crawfish season, what could be more perfect to serve? So start out by telling us, how much crawfish should we buy per person at our Super Bowl watching party?
If it was per person and it was me, I was the person. about 10 pounds, Randy. But for someone that's not full figured, to have a good time, a lot of folks will say 3 pounds. And when we sell crawfish like we do at the grill, most of the time people buy a minimum of 2 pounds. But quite often it's three. And when they sit around, sometimes it's a little more than that. But 5 pounds is a lot. So 3 to 5 pounds would probably cover most people, Randy.
Do crawfish take longer to cook than shrimp?
Yes. My answer would be yes. In most cases, when I boil shrimp, if we're talking about boiling, and I'm sure you are, shrimp cook quickly. Once you've got the water seasoned and hot and you drop them in, you'll see the shrimp turn from their natural color to a white. And it doesn't take but just a few minutes. I'd say 5 minutes tops, depending on the thickness of the shrimp. Whereas with the crawfish, you cook a lot more crawfish normally than you do shrimp in one whack. Usually you'll drop in a sack of crawfish, and they average about 35 pounds. So the crawfish usually take, a lot of folks will get that fire going and boiling, and they'll cook their corn and their taters and the other side things in that seasoned water for about 15 minutes and then pull it out. The corn may have to rot a little bit longer and the potatoes a little bit longer than that, but then they'll go back in with the crawfish and they'll go about another 15 minutes and then they'll turn the fire off and let it sit. So everyone's got their own recipe, Randy. Everyone's got their own way. We have our own way at the Cajun Grill, but we're not tight-lipped about it. We'll tell anybody what our recipe is, and we do. A lot of folks seem to like it, and we'd be happy to tell anyone when they email us or whatever and fix them up. But there's a long yes for you, Randy.
You mentioned potatoes and corn and sausage and other things that go along with the crawfish in the boiler. We assume all those elements have different cooking times, so how do you make sure everything's finished at exactly the same time?
Well, you know, the fun thing about a crawfish boil, Randy, is that for me, I try to keep the rocket science out of it, and we're all sitting around and we're having a good time and we're talking and we're carrying on and having fun. You can't beat the old sampling method. You've got your taters going, you got your corn going, and you say, well, how long does it take to cook? Well, you just yank out a tater and be careful, don't burn yourself, or corn, and give it a sample. And the next thing you know, by the time it's all cooked and ready, you're just about full.
You mentioned the crawfish soaking to absorb the spiciness in the cooking water. How long should we let them soak?
Here again, pretty much everyone has their own way, but a lot of folks will take and they'll season the water. And let's say, for example, you've got 5 pounds of potatoes, you've got 5 pounds of corn, and you usually do that by number of corn, say 12 ears of corn cut in half. You drop those in the boiling seasoned water, and you might take a 5 pound bag of seasoning and maybe drop about half or three quarters of that into the water. And then a lot of folks like to put in a couple of sticks of butter. I do, because a little bit of oil helps everything kind of adhere and stick to the crawfish, to the corn, to the taters, the mushrooms, the onions, whatever you put in there. Some people put artichokes in there, you name it, anything, because there's no rules. It's kind of like Australian cooking. There's no rules to what you can do on a crawfish boil. And then after about that 15 minutes or so, you turn the fire off and you just kind of let them sit. If you do the old sample method, if your crawfish is not quite spicy enough, you can take that extra amount of spice, you can drop it in there or add a little bit different. There's crawfish powder, there's oil. You just kind of do your own thing.
This has been Dave Fremont of Boyd's One Stop, the 3-in-1 seafood specialty shop that's located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Tell Jason hello for us, and better fishing days ahead, Dave.
Absolutely, Randy. Thank you so much for having us. We just love the Outdoor Cooking Show, and we're so happy to be connected up with the Belleville Meat Market, where meat is our middle name. We're going to have a lot of fun this year.
Stay patient. Dinner will be ready right after the smoke alarm goes off. Randy will be right back with more smoke and hot tips for you and your old flame right after this short break.
Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po'boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all. 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
If you're in the energy industry and want to drive down costs, it's time to automate. NuStar Energy Services provides automation solutions for pipelines, independent producers, and any company in the exploration and production sector. Still sending someone out in a pickup to read the flow computer on your well? For about $1 a day, NuStar can collect all the data remotely so you can monitor everything on a customized web portal. Heck, you can't even buy a gallon of gas for a truck for $1. How about the levels on your tanks at the well site? For about $1 a day, NuStar can set up remote monitoring so you can see the level in real time and even turn pumps on or off remotely. And remember, NuStar's remote monitoring packages start at about $1 a day. So call NuStar Energy Services today and improve your bottom line. 832-917-1200. That's 832-917-1200. Or NuStarInc.com.
Randy Hames for the Poffenberger family at Belleville Meat Market. If you're planning to cook competitively in the World's Championship Barbecue Contest at the rodeo this year, you need to talk to Belleville Meat Market about using their pecan smoked sausage. Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage. That means you'll be able to taste the quality of Belleville Meat Market sausage when it's side by side with any other brand. And so will the cook-off judges. Belleville Meat Market can easily handle large orders, and they'll even have it ready for you to pick up, saving you time. Belleville Meat Market makes 28 incredible flavors of pecan smoked sausage, and they're all worthy of that first place prize. So if your cooking team wants to score big at this year's World's Championship Barbecue Contest, be sure you get all your sausage at Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782.
Stand back. We've got our grill on. This is the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the grill father, Randy Hames.
Please welcome back now Justin Turner, who owns and operates the iconic Bernie's Burger Bus. Good to talk to you again, Justin.
Thanks for having me back.
For those who didn't hear the first interview we did with you a few months ago, give us a brief history of Bernie's Burger Bus.
So Bernie's Burger Bus started over 7.5 years ago as a food truck serving gourmet burgers. At that time, we started with one burger, two French fries, and now we've grown into, we just opened our third restaurant back in August, and we've probably got now 12 burgers on the menu with a rotating special every month. We've got 7 or 8 different kinds of French fries. We've got a full bar at one of our locations, great local beers at all of our locations, and we make some of the best milkshakes in town as well. But we stuck true to ourselves. We're a burger and fry place, and that's all we do, and we do it very well.
Okay, before we go any further, Justin, I'm going to ask the question that's on everybody's mind who's listening right now. Who's this guy Bernie, anyway?
So a lot of people might know me as Bernie because they've just assumed, and I've gone along with it. But the story really goes back to my grandfather. He had a business in Chicago, actually multiple businesses in Chicago, named after his father-in-law. And I called him Papa. I've heard people refer to him as Jack. And so my grandmother started screaming out one day, Bernie. I was probably like 10 or 11 years old. And I was like, who is she talking about? Who is Bernie? And they told me the story. I was immediately impressed. And I told them back then I was going to name my first business after him. And he didn't stay alive long enough to see it, but my grandmother did. And it was a great tribute that I got to pay to him, that something I'm glad I got the opportunity to do.
Now you have 3 brick-and-mortar locations of Bernie's Burger Bus, but do you still operate the food truck?
We do. It has been off the streets for a while. We just recently did a complete overhaul of the food truck, and it is back up and running, and I think our first event is early February. So pretty excited about that.
Well, you're going to have to do my upcoming 70th birthday party, okay?
Sounds great. You hold me to that because I would love to do that.
Now, people who haven't tried Bernie's Burger Bus don't realize that you guys really are kind of the gold standard by which all other food trucks in Houston are measured. So what's your secret at Bernie's Burger Bus?
You know, our secret sticks to my culinary beliefs. We do everything from scratch. Nothing that we buy is out of a jar and pre-made. So we make every condiment, mayonnaise, mustard, ketchup, pickles. We make it all of our sauces. We hand grind all of our meat. We use a combination of brisket and chuck, which people don't realize this, but you can go into a grocery store and they will grind you something that you ask them. So if you hand them 2 pounds of brisket and 2 pounds of chuck, you will actually have a very close experience to what you're getting served at Bernie's. And that's kind of how I started. I went through the grocery stores and got different cuts, and I got the guy behind the counter to grind these cuts for me and just kind of sampled what, you know, worked. And we're in Texas. We have to do brisket. that was a guarantee. And chuck is a great flavor. It provides the texture and everything that you need, that you want in a burger. Most burgers are actually 100% chuck, but we did the 50-50. So that is, in a nutshell, who we are, what we believe in. Same with our French fries. It's not a frozen French fry. We hand cut those fries. We serve them with our homemade condiments and homemade toppings, anywhere from a poutine to a barbecue, or like almost like a Memphis, Texas kind of thing going. Everything, milkshakes, you name it, we make it. And that is what I think sets us apart.
In looking at your menu, it's obvious Bernie's Burger Bus offers a really wide variety of burgers, but we would assume that you guys offer a have-it-your-way customized version too. Would that be correct?
Absolutely. Yeah, I only offer suggestions, but people can walk in and create whatever they like. Because I'll be honest with you, my standard burger only has mustard, pickle, and onions and cheese. It's not even on our menu. but started cooking, let's just say, at a very popular fast food chain at 15. And they had a double-double that came like that. And I think that has always stuck with me. So it's funny that I started cooking hamburgers at 15 and now I'm back to doing burgers again.
That is really weird, Justin, because when I was a kid, my parents ridiculed me because when I had a burger, I would order it meat, mustard, and bread. That's all I wanted on it. How weird is that?
Yeah. My son is he's six and he's a mustard junkie. Every sandwich is just plain with mustard. He could have a burger. It's just plain with mustard, a ham sandwich. He loves mustard, which for a six-year-old, that's an odd thing, but he's got a very good palate.
Today's edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show is focused on what's to eat for a Super Bowl watching party, and there is nothing better than a good old-fashioned hamburger. So start out by telling us, what's the biggest mistake most of us make when we grill burgers?
Well, I think the first thing is always the quality of the ingredients. So don't ever cheap yourself out. Buy the highest quality meat. If you can grind it yourself, definitely do that. If not, see if you can get the butcher to do that for you and select some cuts. Be experimental. Try some things out. Just make sure you have a good amount of fat. And when you're outside grilling, once you place it down, let it stay. Don't move it around. Don't play with it. I think a lot of people want to move stuff. They want to touch it. It's so enticing to do so. But you really want to build that crust. You really want to get that Maillard reaction going. And you'll find that food really doesn't stick to the grill. You obviously have to clean it and treat it correctly. But if you don't move it, you get that. And I think when you're looking for a burger, you want that flavor. And that flavor comes really from that crust and that quality of beef.
So give us your best advice regarding the technique we should use to cook burgers to perfection. What's something that most of us amateurs would never even think about doing?
So a lot of people want to mix stuff into their meat. I find that to be like making meatloaf. So I'd say the first thing is treat your beef with respect. I only put salt on ours, and then when they come off and I let it rest, I put my pepper on because I don't want my pepper to burn. I think people season food, they immediately hit it with salt and pepper, but they don't realize that the pepper actually burns. Pepper is more of a finishing seasoning than it is a cooking seasoning. It tends to have a pretty bad reaction when it's cooked too hard. So I say season with salt, don't let it move, and let it rest. I think that is the most important step in the whole process, is letting it rest. Basically for as long as you let it cook. So if you cooked it for 5 minutes, let it rest for 5 minutes. That makes a more tender, more juicy, whatever protein you're cooking, from a burger to a steak or a piece of chicken.
So do you do that in the restaurant? Do you let it rest?
We do. So part of our grill is, I wouldn't say it's ice cold because the temperature kind of fluctuates, but we don't turn on one part of our grill. And it's kind of the rule. Once the cheese has been melted, we kind of move it to the side and let the bun person finish. Because the other thing that I find is super important in our restaurant is we want you to have a hot bun. And so that timing of the bun coming off and then the condiments being put on, that allows that burger to rest. And so that's kind of our trick is, you know, we kind of tell our person who's working the buns to kind of wait till he sees that burger and then he starts toasting and putting on the condiments. And that way it gives our burger just enough time to allow those juices to kind of recirculate and give you that beautiful burger experience that you're looking for.
This has been Justin Turner, who owns and operates the iconic food truck Bernie's Burger Bus, and they now have brick and mortar locations all over Houston. What are they, Justin?
So I've got my first location in Bel Air, 5407 Bel Air Boulevard. Our second location's out in Cinco Ranch, out in Katy, at the La Sentara Shopping Center, 2643 Commercial Center Boulevard. And then our newest location that just opened up with a full bar and spiked milkshakes is at 2200 Yale Street in the Heights.
Thanks for coming on the show again, Justin. And let's plan on my 70th birthday party, okay?
Sounds great. Thanks so much for having me.
Life is short. Grill while you can. Randy will be right back with more food and fun after this break.
Randy Hames for the Poffin Burger family at Belleville Meat Market. If you're planning to cook competitively in the World's Championship Barbecue Contest at the rodeo this year, you need to talk to Belleville Meat Market about using their pecan smoked sausage. Belleville Meat Market only uses lean pork in their sausage. That means you'll be able to taste the quality of Belleville Meat Market sausage when it's side by side with any other brand. And so will the cook-off judges. Belleville Meat Market can easily handle large orders, and they'll even have it ready for you to pick up, saving you time. Belleville Meat Market makes 28 incredible flavors of pecan smoked sausage, and they're all worthy of that first place prize. So if your cooking team wants to score big at this year's World's Championship Barbecue Contest, be sure you get all your sausage at Belleville Meat Market, just 15 minutes south of Hempstead and 15 minutes north of Sealy on Highway 36 in Belleville. Visit BellevilleMeatMarket.com or call 979-865-5782. Hi, it's Randy Hames again. Everybody needs a new video, or a new website, or help in managing their social media. And my company, Edgewater Multimedia, can help. We help small businesses navigate the intimidating world of cyber advertising. You've got a business to run, and you don't have time to build and maintain your own website all by yourself, and you certainly don't have time to generate content for it. And when's the last time you had an extra hour or two to post something on your company's Facebook or Twitter accounts? Like never, right? Well, at Edgewater Multimedia, that's what we do. We have a web designer on staff who has built some of the most eye-catching websites you've ever seen. And Edgewater features a photographer and videographer who can capture beautiful images to enhance the content on your website, not to mention social media. We can even manage your Facebook and Twitter accounts for you. Call us today, 832-500-4272, or see our website, edgewatermultimedia.com. Randy Hames is my name, but many of you know me better as half of one of Houston's most iconic early morning comedy radio shows, The Hudson and Harrigan Show. Now, I'm no longer Irv Harrigan, but I've written a book about the show that I think you'll love. Fred Olson and I hosted the show for almost 30 years, and we enjoyed unbelievable rating success and won numerous awards. But the best part was, we were just having fun. Listeners told us they laughed all the way to work every day, too, with characters such as Jim Bob Jumpback, The Story Guy, and Tyrone, plus dozens of others. Houston's morning show recreates some of those hilarious on-air moments and gives you a unique behind-the-scenes peek at even funnier off-air events. Plus, I've carefully chronicled an accurate history of the show and how it evolved. Houston's Morning Show. It's available on Amazon, Barnes & Noble, or as an audiobook on iTunes. Get your copy of Houston's Morning Show today and join the fun. Boyd's One Stop. The name says it all. If you like seafood, you'll love Boyd's, conveniently located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Boyd's One Stop has bait, tackle, fresh seafood, and even a restaurant, all at 227 Dike Road. If you fish Galveston Bay, Boyd's is the one and only stop for everything you need. There's a reason why they're called the live shrimp capital of Texas. But they've also got lots of finger mullet, croaker, plus fresh dead shrimp, shad, and squid. Plus, Boyd's has tackle galore, ice and ice chests, and cold drinks and snacks. Just need fresh fish for a family seafood feast? The freshest seafood, like table shrimp, live blue crab, and crawfish when in season, is in stock and ready for you at Boyd's. And if you're hungry right now, check out Boyd's Cajun Grill Express right next door, with a wide variety of breakfast, lunch, and dinner items like crawfish, oyster po' boys, and fried seafood platters. Boyd's One Stop, the name says it all, 227 Dike Road at the base of the Texas City Dike.
May the forks be with you. This is the Boyd's Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Boyd's One Stop is located at the base of the Texas City Dike. Now, here's the guy who turns all the grills on, Randy Hames.
He's back, and we're very glad he is, too. My dearest friend in the radio business, my on-air partner for 30 years, Fred Olson. How you doing?
I'm doing great. You know, I was at some friends had us over to their house last night with a group of people. People we didn't really know, and
And this woman says, I recognize you from somewhere. And I said, yeah, I used to do the Hudson Harrigan show. Oh, my goodness. And, you know, they want to know little things about the show and about Jim Bob and about, you know, stuff. And but anyway, yeah, it's great to be always great to talk with you and relive some fun moments and talk about life, brother.
Well, when I said hello to you, I said, how are you doing? You remember that guy that used we
oh, yeah.
would answer the request line, and that was the first thing he'd say every time.
How you doing?
I can't remember his name now.
Yeah, well, he talked very, very slowly, and we never had time because, you know, the record's running out. We got to do a bit. We're trying to get a commercial ready or whatever. And you're going, I just wanted to ask you something.
He's a nice guy.
And I went, okay, move it. What is it? Would you play Tanya Tucker?
Yeah, he did like Tanya Tucker. That's right.
Tanya Tucker for some reason.
Yeah.
But anyway.
That was better than that crazy woman. Remember her?
Oh, man, yeah. The one who claimed that she was going to shoot at you
or something.
Yeah. I don't know what you said to her, brother, but I'm glad you straightened up your act.
I had the audacity to replace Kenny Miles on KULF.
Oh,
And she loved Kenny Miles. Kenny told me one time he was walking out to his car after he got off the air one afternoon, and she jumped out from behind a parked car and said, ha! And just scared the bejeebers out of him. He said, I nearly wet my pants. She who shall not be named. We won't say her name. I do remember her name, but I'm not going to say it on the air.
Well, Voldemort. Voldemort.
Yeah, exactly.
Lady Voldemort.
Well, we've featured some special guests on the show the last couple of weeks, and that's why we haven't talked. One of them was a guy who calls himself the Grill Doctor.
Ooh.
Yeah, this guy comes out to your house, and he thoroughly cleans your grill, or any outdoor cooker you got, you know, like a smoker or a pizza oven or a boiler, a deep fat fryer, anything like that at all.
Wow.
And he'll even inspect and repair and then replace broken or damaged parts in the cooker, too.
Oh, that's great.
But I wanted to ask you, be honest now.
Okay.
Do you clean your outdoor cookers?
I actually do. I have a gas one that I bought years ago. In fact, I didn't know that parts would still be available. I mean, it's still in great shape. So I went online and I dug and I got the new kind of briquettes that fit into it and the new gas jet thing. So I did find it and replace it myself because, again, I'm out here in the middle of nowhere. So, but sometimes I don't know about replacing the thermometer on them because you got to do it just right, I think. Things like that that I would probably call a friend who's a lot better at it than me. But basic stuff, yeah. This, in fact, it's kind of fun to get to know your own cooker, right?
I'm going to edit all of this out for fear my wife will hear it, and I'll be in the backyard doing what you're describing right now.
Well, I think it's good to know your equipment. And if you take it all apart and remember how to put it back together, he said, then you get you kind of get a real appreciation for what you've got, and I kind of felt that way about it. And I had to buy a new hose connector for the gas bottle, but that's for the gas grill. My other grills, I actually have taken a sand or two, and I've taken off all the old and black paint and any rust, and I've repainted it. So,
be quiet, because you're getting me in trouble here.
It only takes hours and hours and hours sparks everywhere. Yeah, yeah.
We also interviewed a fascinating young woman named Celeste Terrell. She owns Well Done Cooking Classes, and I have an idea. You and Bev need to come to the big city.
Okay.
And we need to double date to one of their classes. They even have a whole series of classes that they actually call date night, where you learn how to cook a meal, and then you eat it. Her website is welldonecc.com. Look it up, and let me know if you guys want to try it out.
I love the idea because she knows stuff. My wife is a brilliant cook and has gotten better in the years we've been out here in the middle of nowhere. And I've gotten better at some things, too, and I will actually sometimes pick up a recipe and go, I can do that. And she says, if you can read instructions, you can cook. And I go, yeah, but do I want to? Yeah,
exactly. That's kind of like me cleaning the grill.
But I find four or five things that I like and I do well, and then I just do those things. And I don't know how much your listener spends going out to eat in the city, but we used to do it a lot.
Yeah.
And now, since we're out in the middle of nowhere, we don't really have a place to go. So, but think of the money you'll save. You could save a lot of cash and eat better, learn how to cook something.
Well, let's talk Super Bowl for a minute. Who you got?
I never bet against the Patriots. First of all, I want to say, years ago, when I played golf, I read a book, and you golfers know who Harvey Pinnick is. He wrote a book called The Little Green Book of Golf and A Little Red Book of Golf, and it made me a better golfer for about 10 minutes. But anyway, what he says in there is bet. Even if it's a dime a hole or a quarter a hole, put something in, some skin in the game. So a couple of years ago, my buddy Joe, I said, I got $20 on the Patriots. And the Patriots weren't winning, right?
Right.
And that, you know, the last play when they win, he picks it, jumps up, he throws that 20 on the floor. And I went, mine. So even if it's a buck or a few bucks, you know, bet on the half.
Yeah.
You know, is it going to be a return for a touchdown? Or who's going to get the longest field goal? Do little things like that if you're having a party. But this year, we're not sponsoring a party. Our friends are gracious enough to invite us over, because we've done a couple of them here at the ranch, and so we're going to head over to their house on the 4th.
Well, so are you going to take something, or is it kind of a potluck deal, or are they going to handle everything?
Well, you know what we generally do to people is we generally say, don't bring anything, and then they bring stuff. Right?
That's a great plan, Fred. I'll steal that from you.
But here's the thought. If I like to tell people, don't bring anything. Just bring yourself. You want to bring, if there's something you want to drink, a certain kind of wine or beer, you bring that. But we've got the food on this. And that takes all the pressure off them to have to go get stuff or make something. But sometimes it's nice to go, well, if you want to bring a salad, great. You want to bring a dessert, great. You want to bring your artichoke spinach dip, bring that. But this time around, we will probably take a nice bottle of wine.
Oh.
Because they enjoy a good wine.
I see.
And other than that, unless they make something specific, no, we're just going to show up.
Well, now, let's talk about the last time you hosted a Super Bowl party. What did you serve?
That's a good question. We went ranch style. We went. We did ribs, and then we had, like, potato salad. We did all the comfort food. And I think if somebody, you know, brings these incredible cookies, and then, of course, we had beans and all the other usual stuff. And then for dessert, what we like to do is, you know, build your own ice cream sundae.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you bring out all the stuff. You got, whether it's caramel, which I love, or chocolate and a couple different types of ice cream and nuts, and they just build their own in the kitchen. And that takes the pressure off you to have to create something. They get to make their own.
Well, now, you mentioned ribs. I talked to Rick Allspaw, my buddy at Allspaw's Ace Hardware in Kingwood, and he mentioned a rib rack. And what this is a metal rack that you put actually on top of the grill.
Yeah.
And it allows you to stand the ribs up vertically rather than laying them down on the grill. And in that way, it's more space efficient, and you're able to smoke several racks of ribs all at the same time.
Yeah, and you don't eat up as much space.
Exactly. Isn't that a great idea?
No, it is, because even though I've got a large cooker, I can do two large racks if I offset them, which I do, and they're kind of squeezed in there. I mean, that's four huge hunks of ribs, but yeah, I'd like to do that. I'd like to try that.
Well, how many racks did you do the last time when you hosted the Super Bowl party? Do you remember?
I did two full slabs of ribs, and then again, I season them, let them sit for 1 or 2 days in the fridge, and then I cut them in half. And then what I'll do is I'll put them on in four pieces instead of two huge slabs. Easier to cook them, and if one side is thicker, I can leave it closer to the flame, and I can take the smaller end of the rib, which is always there, and I can put that a little further away from the fire, so I don't make it too well done on the end.
Well, I imagine Frieda Fleischacker would have something to say about all of this right now, for which we would undoubtedly have to apologize.
I think it's,
oh, my margarita recipe. Oh, goodness. Yes, of course.
Which, of course, she served to the kids at HISD for lunch one day.
Well, that was an accident, though. Yeah, it was supposed to be lemon fruit drink.
Have fun at that Super Bowl party, because you are out in the middle of
nowhere.
We'll talk again soon, okay, pal?
Love you, man.
We hope you've enjoyed this edition of the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show. Send us your burning questions and favorite recipes in a private message on our Facebook page, The Outdoor Cooking Show, or visit our website, theoutdoorcookingshow.com. Join us next week for more tasty food and fun over a red-hot grill on the Boyd Seafood Outdoor Cooking Show.
I was about cooking something up with me.